A Haines group is studying a hydropower dam's possible impact on salmon. A Prince of Wales Island organization is focusing on habitat restoration. In Juneau, there's a municipal wetlands preservation plan. And other projects are ongoing in the region and around the state. Southeast Alaska Watershed Coalition coordinator Jessica Kaiser says those involved are gathering a wide range of information.
And what the coalition works on specifically is trying to get resources into community development professionals or natural resource professionals that are working locally so that we can make more informed decisions about where we should develop, where we should conserve lands, where we should restore lands.
She says some of the groups work in relative isolation. That was much of the motivation for the three-day Juneau gathering, which was co-sponsored by the National Forest Foundation. Municipal leaders, resource agency staff, tribal governments, businesses, and environmental groups were among those attending the community-based watershed management forum. Kaiser says the groups discussed a major wetlands initiative.
Those systems deal with water quality, flood control, fish and habitat population, but tourism and recreation. In addition, we want to support sustainable industrial enhancement projects. And so how can we assess our watersheds to know where best those enhancement projects should be?
She says the coalition does not want to block development, but it hopes to make sure fish habitat, water system intakes, natural flood control, and watershed ecosystems are protected.
We have mines, but then there's also harbor projects. There's hydro projects that are being looked at. And then on the smaller scale, there's schools, fire halls, those type of things.
Kaiser says those at the meeting agreed to collaborate more, sharing information, techniques, and successes. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.